translation. How many of you are familiar with this verse? A few of you. Okay. Krishna bhakti rasa bhaviti mati kriyatam yadi kuto pilabhyate tatra lolyam api mulyam ekalam anmakoti sukritar na labhyate. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 870. The translation. Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by pious activity in hundreds and thousands of lives. It can be attained only by paying one price. That is, intense greed to obtain it. If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay. Hare Krishna. Nice to see you, Prabhu. Hare Mo. There is a little bit of a purport, but there's a little bit of a longer purport, but I've just put a little piece of it here. So the previous two verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita are included in the Padyavali, 13 and 14, an anthology compiled by Srila Rupa Goswami. Verse 69 refers to devotional service in faith, and this verse, which is verse 70, refers to devotional service rendered out of intense greed. The first is devotional service rendered in accordance with the regulative principles, and the second refers to spontaneous, loving service of the Lord without extraneous endeavor. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this verse and purport are very special. Anyone knows maybe why I chose this verse today to speak on? Anyone has any idea? See a few heads kind of... No idea why you're even here, Jai Nitai. Yes, Srinivaspur, did you have your hand raised? No? Okay, Prabhuji in the front. Yes, very nice. That's exactly correct. So this is the verse from which, from where Srila Prabhupada took the term Krishna consciousness. So we have nice, I don't know, it's very small, sorry. So this is from the Lilamrita. We shall call our society ISKCON. Prabhupada had laughed playfully when he first coined the acronym. He had initiated the legal work of incorporation that spring while still living in the Bowery. But even before its legal beginning, he had been talking about his International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Haribo. And so it had appeared in letters to India and in the Village Voice. So Prabhupada is living in the Lower East Side of New York, hardly has any money to his name. A few devotees, or new people, kind of hippies, are interested in what he's doing. And Prabhupada is talking about an international society for Krishna consciousness. And everyone's kind of like, Swamiji's on a different planet. He's living in another world. But so it continues. A friend had suggested a title that would sound more familiar to Westerners, because most of the people Srila Prabhupada was preaching to were not of Indian origin. They were from the West, and most of them probably from Christian background. So this, His Holiness S.P. Keshav Maharaj Ki Jai, Hari Hari. So the recommendation, as far as I understood, this was also Mukunda Maharaj who recommended this, that maybe we should call it the International Society for God Consciousness. Makes sense, right? Yeah, let's make it more inclusive. But Srila Prabhupada had insisted Krishna consciousness. God was a vague term, whereas Krishna was exact and scientific. God consciousness, Srila Prabhupada said, was spiritually weaker and less personal. And if Westerners didn't know that Krishna was God, then the International Society for Krishna Consciousness would tell them by spreading his glories in every town and village. So Srila Prabhupada didn't seem to mind if someone didn't understand a term. He was prepared that that would be the purpose of our society, that we would inform them. We would help them to understand that it's not just God, it's actually Krishna. And this process of Krishna consciousness, this process of understanding who Krishna is and accepting Krishna as God, it is a very scientific process. And we can help you to understand that. Krishna consciousness was Prabhupada's own rendering of a phrase from Srila Rupa Goswami's Padyavali, written in the 16th century, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita, to be absorbed in the mellow taste of executing devotional service to Krishna. So, I know spending some time with Krishna Dharma Prabhu and Chintamani Dham Devi, it's really powerful, especially how they've introduced reading Bhagavatam together with different devotees. I don't know if anyone here has partaken or experienced that, but it's so powerful how every single sentence that Srila Prabhupada writes is packed with so much potency. And as I began to prepare for this talk, I think my slides went over 50 in number. And then I realized I'm probably only going to have about 40 minutes. And because everything can be unpacked more and more. And we see here that sometimes we may just be like, yeah, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. But the way Srila Prabhupada was seeing just this word Krishna consciousness and the name of the society he was about to start is very powerful and potent. And Prabhupada mentioned this in a lecture on the 7th canto, 9th chapter, verse 50 in Vrindavan 76. And he says, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati. This is the exact translation of Krishna consciousness. We have given this name, Krishna consciousness. The exact Sanskrit is Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati. Mati means we have taken this verse, so we are distributing this. Anyone can purchase. Rupa Goswami has advised. Purchase and indulge. Ooh, I thought we were meant to avoid indulgence, but no, not in Krishna consciousness. We should indulge. It's not a snorkeling expedition. You know, sometimes people go to the beach and they go for a swim. Yes, anyone's ever been swimming? But if you want to go a little deeper, you have to put on the goggles, right? And then if you get the snorkel, you can really swim and see. But if you want to go deeper, you have to get a whole scuba kit. And then you can really go deep. But you can go even deeper if you get in a submarine. So the whole point is in this Bhakti Rasamrita, in this ocean of Bhakti Ras, we have to go deep and keep. You can come to any class I give anywhere. Just jai, everything. Perfect. So we have to go deep. So Prabhupada says, therefore, as paupers, he's referring to all of us, here we are asking everybody, please purchase Krishna consciousness. This is our business. We are all businessmen and women. We are business persons. This is our business. We are also businessmen. These books, this is business. What is this business? Please purchase Krishna consciousness. They are seeing that we can act in business. So it was a very nice lecture. You can read it another time. But you can see Srila Prabhupada's Muda mentality. So this was almost exactly 10 years later, after inaugurating the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which happened, anyone knows the exact solar date? Perfect, 13th of July, or as they say in America, July 13th, 1966. But today is the kind of Vedic calendar day, the TT. So Prabhupada also in the journey of self-discovery mentions again in another verse, Rupa Goswami says, Krishna bhakti rasa bhaviti mati kriya tam yadi kuto pilabhyate. I have translated the words Krishna consciousness from Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita. So here Rupa Goswami advises, if Krishna consciousness is available, please purchase it immediately. Don't delay. It is a very nice thing. So Prabhupada really selling Krishna consciousness. Yes, Krishna consciousness is available. You can purchase it from this Krishna consciousness movement. But what is the price? It is such a nice thing, but you have to pay the price. Tatra lolyam api mulyam ekalam. Simply your eagerness. This is the price. We actually have to become eager. eagerness. Utsahan. Again, Srila Rupa Goswami. Utsahan nishchaya daryat. Utsahan means enthusiasm. We have to be enthusiastic about Krishna consciousness. Anyone here ever doesn't feel enthusiastic in their Krishna consciousness? Yes. Maybe some of you are like right now thinking, oh God, when will breakfast time come so I can get out of here? But Srila Prabhupada is stressing so much, Rupa Goswami is stressing so much that actually if we want to make spiritual progress and advancement, we have to become very eager. And to be eager and enthusiastic generally means we have to conquer over the lower modes. When the snooze button goes off, when the button, the alarm goes off in the morning, and our desire is, just a few more minutes. This can be the diminishment of utsahan or eagerness. In fact, we should wake up before the alarm thinking, I can't wait to chant the holy names. I don't care what time it is. You know, if we see the personalities who went the deepest, deep diving into Krishna consciousness, the Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were hardly sleeping. Now, please don't mistake what I'm saying here, that devotees should stop sleeping and eating and all of that. But in a balanced yuktahara viharasya yukta chetasya karmasu, we have to be balanced in all of these things. But in our heart, we have to become eager, really eager. In fact, Prabhupada often translates tatra lolyam as greedy, intense greed. I don't know if anyone here has ever worked a job, but I remember when I used to work in the city and consultant type of capacity, I would fill up my weekly timesheet and invoice at the beginning of the week just to see how much money I was going to get at the end of the week. And I was just thinking, how much money can I extract from this company to enjoy? And that was the whole point, to enjoy, right? And many people are very eager and very greedy to get money, to enjoy. I know people who book their whole holidays a year in advance, like the whole year ahead, like 2025. They're already booking holidays because they want to. Everything's planned out. We just want to, and they are very eager, very greedy. And Prabhupada said, when we come to Krishna consciousness, it's not that we should relax. He said we should work twice as hard as we did in material life. We should work twice as hard for Krishna consciousness. Shivaram Maharaj from Chudabhakti Chintamani. Srila Prabhupada often said that the way to awaken this greed for spontaneous loving service is to associate with pure devotees. The successful outcome of keeping such company is to acquire love for Krishna, the only means by which one can attain him. So if we want to become eager, we have to associate with those who are eager. Right? In material life, if you want to become a person in such field, become successful, then you role model over after someone who's doing that. So in Krishna consciousness, we have to associate with those who have love for Krishna. And where can we find such sublime association? Well, Srila Prabhupada wanted it to be available in ISKCON. And he states, it's the only, this institution, this Krishna consciousness movement that is teaching people how to see Krishna. Of course, this may have been the case when Prabhupada was there, but now there are other institutions also teaching how to know Krishna. Thus, he makes it clear that the intended mission of the society he so painstakingly nurtured from its inception is that it become a spiritual institution in which its members, by following his teachings, would awaken the spontaneous devotion with which to purchase Krishna and then provide the kind of association that would help others to do the same. This is a very powerful paragraph and statement. And also it puts a lot of onus on each and every one of us sitting in this room if you identify yourself as a member of ISKCON. It means, it's really coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who says that everyone should become a guru. Everyone should become guru. Everyone should become a teacher. Everyone should imbibe Krishna consciousness as best they can and try to give it to someone else. This was Srila Prabhupada's mood. So what is ISKCON? What is ISKCON? Someone can answer that question for me. I spent hours trying to figure it out and I was very confused in many different ways. Yes, Srinivas Prabhu, I'm sure your answer will enlighten us all.
Well, ISKCON is a training ground how to enter the spiritual world.
Wow. A training ground for how to enter the spiritual world. I love it. Thank you. That's beautiful. Anyone else? I think everyone else is stopped after that. Maharaj, you wanted to say? So we've got a training ground and we have a hospital. Anyone here feels like they're in the hospital, Prabhuji? No? No, he is perfectly fine, of course. I'm definitely in the hospital. I saw someone had a shirt on this morning that said mental health is priority or something like that. I was thinking, ain't that the truth? Unfortunately, we don't really pay much. Yes, Prabhuji, I think you had your hand raised. Okay. Yes, you pay a big price and then you give it away to others, apparently for free. We don't tell them the price, which is decades of suffering and torture and purification. No, I'm just kidding. Yes, Govinda Prabhu.
ISKCON's an army and Prabhupada's the general.
Haribo, Senapati Bhakta. Yes, Srila Prabhupada is the commander-in-chief of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan army, and we are all soldiers, foot soldiers, maybe some, huh? Tanks. Ladies, something, no one's raising their hand. I'm sure you have the best answers. Any thoughts on what is this gone? Okay, David Prabhu. Class goes on until 10 today, I think, right? We're fasting for the appearance of this gone. Sorry, go ahead.
I've heard it's a crying school.
Ooh, a crying school. Phew. Yes. Gaur Govinda Maharaj said, I am opening a crying school. Why? Because, of course, yeah, it can make you cry. That's sure. But because we have to cry. We have to cry for Krishna. Oh, Krishna, Krishna. Someone else raised their hand. Yes, Prabhu. What is your name, Prabhu?
Rasaraj Krishna Das.
Rasaraj Prabhu, yes.
Is the family of Krishna.
Very nice.
Family of Prabhupada.
Yes, family. Great. Oh my God, now everyone's got their hands raised. Okay. Yes, Prabhu.
ISKCON is a plane from which you transcend material existence and onto the spiritual platform.
A plane from which you transcend material existence onto the transcendental platform.
Yes.
Ecstatic. Yes, Prabhu.
Prabhupada said it's a place to practice the loving exchanges.
Very nice, yes. Dadati, prati, grinati, guyama, kyati, pichiti, bhungte bhojayate, and it's coming, don't worry. Bhungte bhojayate is just now coming. And Swaroop, right? The ecstatic dancer and Jai Shishi Radha Gokula Nanda Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Shishi Gorni Taiki. Yes.
Well, personally, I think ISKCON is more of like a family to me.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone are like a brothers and sisters. It's more of like it's like your house.
It's like your house.
You know, something. And also, it kind of helps you with the materialistic life as well. For example, you leave the ignorance behind and you follow the goodness path, which also makes you a good individual in the materialistic life and the society.
Makes you a what? You're talking a little...
A good individual in the materialistic society.
Okay.
Which ultimately results in the of a person reaching his potential, both physically and mentally, everything.
Okay.
So its advantages both spiritually and materialistically. And as Prabhu said, it also helps you to achieve the pure consciousness, makes your soul pure, and also your personality pure. That's what I personally think. So.
Wonderful. You should hang out with Keshav Maharaj. I think you can write books.
Yeah. Well, I think I should keep my head like that all the time, sir. It's just... Sorry.
So ISKCON... Sorry, I'm going to have to move on, but... Prabhu, now I can't... Bhishma Prabhu... And I don't think the ladies... No lady has raised their hand yet, so... Bhishma Prabhu is going to speak on... Did a lady raise her hand? Yes? Oh, did you? Okay, we'll come to you. Bhishma Prabhu.
I've heard that ISKCON is Prabhupada's heart.
Ooh, very nice. Prabhupada's heart. Yes, supposedly Prabhupada said that ISKCON is my body. Very nice.
I think ISKCON is a place where you can obtain society of many pure devotees.
ISKCON is a place where you can obtain the...
Society, association of
association
many pure
of
devotees.
Many pure devotees, yes. Everyone knows the story when Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, how many pure devotees are there? And Prabhupada said, how many disciples do I have? And they were flabbergasted. And they said, but Prabhupada, we're not pure devotees. And then Prabhupada gave this amazing analogy, and he said, a mango is a mango. And they said, ah, it is, you're right. And Prabhupada said, whether the mango is green or whether the mango is ripe, it is still a mango. And as long as the mango in its green condition stays attached to the tree, it will eventually become ripe. So therefore, you have pure devotees in practice and pure devotees in perfection. And if one is walking the path of pure devotion, then one is considered a pure devotee like that. Thank you very much. Well, ISKCON, all of you got it wrong. ISKCON is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Nobody said that. Good God. Okay. So, international. What does that mean, international? Anyone here from England? One. Come on, somebody here must be from England. I mean, we are in England, aren't we? Right, exactly. Okay, that's how international our society is. And our temples, no one is from the place where the temple is situated. Anyone here from somewhere other than England? I better see a few hands going up in there. Okay, yes. So this is the International Society. International. I remember talking some years ago with one of the leaders from the Swaminarayan community, and we were discussing how successful the Swaminarayans are, because now they're opening so many big, massive temples. Just they opened a massive temple in New Jersey, opened in Abu Dhabi, you know, beautiful, big, big temples. And I said, it's amazing how organized you are. And he said, that's because 98.9% of us are all Gujarati. We're all from the same community. We all speak the same language and we have the same cultural background. Therefore, to some extent, it's very easy for us to work together. He said, that's a great strength. He said, but it's also a weakness. He said, but in ISKCON, you have people from all over the place. Everywhere, every country, every community, every culture are coming together to worship Krishna, and this is such a great strength. And I said, yeah, but we just can't work together. So it's interesting when you speak so many different languages, and there's so many things you can say about this, just the different ways that people from different communities speak, and not just with their language, with their verbiage, but with their physical conduct, with their expression, so many different things. But we are definitely international. Yes, everyone agrees. Prabhupada started it, and he was just with probably a bunch of Americans for the most part, 26 Second Avenue, and they're thinking, Prabhupada International? Like, we barely got this little storefront on 26 Second Avenue. Society. I'd like to come back to that one. For Krishna consciousness, I think we already discussed for Krishna consciousness. We've explained Prabhupada's idea of Krishna consciousness means that actually we come to a point where we're completely absorbed in the devotional service of Krishna. Completely absorbed in the devotional service of Krishna. And what is society? Well, society is a very big topic, and society can mean so many different things. Sometimes we think a society is like a club, right? Like we have a boys' society or a girls' society or a Hindu society. Or if you go to school, like the universities, KC Sox. You know, it's the, you know, this is the KC Sox, the original KC Sox. We're a society. But it seems that Prabhupada had a very much bigger image of what a society was, and that he wanted the society to not just be a kind of group of people who come together, but he had visions for immense things to happen. So, definition, people in general thought of as living together in organized communities. The operative word here is organized. Srila Prabhupada said the movement would be successful by organization and intelligence. With shared laws, traditions, and values. Here's a statement. Social structure can also be said to be the framework upon which a society is established. It determines the norms and patterns of relations between the various institutions of the society. So if we think about society at large, Prabhupada mentioned, in society there are many different institutions all trying to work together. Somehow, within the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, predominantly what we have, Shiva Maharaj often referred to or coined this term, a federation of temples. He said, we've yet to really establish society, social structure. What we generally have is a federation of temples. Everywhere you go, there's a temple, and everyone tries to go to the temple and be part of the temple and revolve. So that's great. Our society revolves around temples. But what's happening outside of the temples? How is the social structure developing? And Srila Prabhupada explained that 50% of his work was done because he still needed to establish Varnashram, a social structure like this. So, oops, sorry, let me go back. With a vision that soars off to the end of the millennium and beyond, yet with his 2 feet solidly on the ground of Second Avenue, Prabhupada has begun an International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He has many practical responsibilities, paying the rent, incorporating his society, paving the way for a thriving worldwide congregation of devotees, yet he doesn't see his humble beginning as limiting the greater scope of his divine mission. He knows that everything depends on Krishna. So whether he succeeds or fails, it is up to the Supreme. He has only to try. The purposes stated within ISKCON's Articles of Incorporation reveal Srila Prabhupada's thinking. There were 7 points similar to those given in the prospectus for the League of Devotees he formed in Jhansi, which is an interesting read if anyone hasn't had the chance. I was going to go into that, but I'm not doing that. But Prabhupada established the League of Devotees in 1953 in Jhansi, and the charter that he created for that was, you know, also very interesting to read. That attempt had been unsuccessful, yet his purposes remained unchanged. So, how many of you here, be honest, are familiar with the 7 purposes of ISKCON? Okay. How many of you know that they exist? How many of you don't even know that they exist? Please be honest. Okay, thank you. At least one honest person in the room. So, all the rest of, and who here can recite them off by heart? Yes? Okay. Would you like to start? It's okay, we'll do it. 7 purposes of ISKCON. I thought it would be beneficial for us to understand what Prabhupada foresaw about ISKCON. To systematically propagate knowledge, spiritual knowledge, to society at large, and to educate all people in the techniques of spiritual life, in order to check the imbalance of values in life and to achieve real unity and peace in the world. We could spend 3 days, 8 hours every day just unpacking this first purpose. Every single word is so powerful and important. Prabhupada is not just thinking of a small group of people. He's envisioning this international society, ISKCON, helping everyone, helping society at large. To propagate a consciousness of Krishna, God, as it is revealed in the great scriptures of India, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So, as Prabhupada said, we're teaching people who is Krishna. To bring the members of the society together with each other and nearer to Krishna, the prime entity, thus developing the idea within the members and humanity at large that each soul is part and parcel of the quality of Godhead, Krishna. Anyway, all of these, we could open up so much. I'm just going through them to share them, to let you know that they exist if you didn't know, and that you can look them up and have a good read and understanding of them. To teach and encourage the Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting of the holy name of God, as revealed in the teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To erect for the members and for society at large a holy place of transcendental pastimes dedicated to the personality of Krishna. To bring the members closer together for the purpose of teaching a simpler, more natural way of life, and with a view towards achieving all of the aforementioned purposes, to publish and distribute periodicals, magazines, books, and other writings. So all of this is coming from a person who's in a rundown shop front on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, which was the dregs of New York then, not far from it now. And, you know, he's just like envisioning this amazing thing. So Srila Prabhupada was not an ordinary sadhu who just, many of the other sadhus, you know, or swamis, they went uptown. They were uptown swamis. They were hanging out with the well-to-do people. He established a society with a worldwide mission. He started a publishing house called the BBT and so many other initiatives and projects. Srila Prabhupada said, my problem is that I can't think small. He only thought big. Prabhupada was a genius, and devotees were perpetually witnessing this again and again. Just like when he sat on the park bench and spoke to this train driver and he shared, oh, there are so many devotees, so many temples, so many books, so many places. And he said, wow, Swami, where are they? And he said, merely time separates. And now we think almost 60 years. In 2 years, two more years, it will be the 60th anniversary of ISKCON. And Prabhupada could see all of this. Srila Prabhupada was a miracle worker. When they asked Prabhupada, can you show us a miracle? Prabhupada pointed to his disciples and he said, this is my miracle. I have transformed hippies into happies. And all this happened at the, began in the Matchless Gifts, which, yes, amazing place if you get a chance to come there. I'm going to skip over some things. Yes, and just finish here because we're almost out of time. So I just wanted to finish with this, that we should focus on building the future of ISKCON. It's okay that we're perpetually looking back to what happened in the glory days, but every day should be a glory day in ISKCON. Every day. It shouldn't just be what happened in the past was amazing. What is happening now is actually amazing. And the future also should be amazing. And of course, there are always going to be problems. The family, the word family was mentioned describing ISKCON. Anyone here has a family? If you don't raise your hand, then that is a serious issue. Okay, no, some people actually didn't raise their hand. So we have a lot of orphans here. We're all orphans, ultimately. We've all left our spiritual home. So how many people experience that families are perfect? Can you please raise your hand if you have a perfect family? Perfect family. Everything about you is perfect, Prabhu. I just can't even believe it. You have to, well, of course, we wouldn't want you to lie in front of the deities. But yeah, most people's experience is that even in families, there's problems. There's always the auntie that nobody really wants to talk to, or there's the uncle that's like, oh my God, is he coming? Or the kids think mom and dad are like this, or mom and dad think, God, why did we have these kids, right? So often families are filled with their own imperfections, but those imperfections also make the family perfect in its own special way. Mahadudi Maharaj, he used to talk about writing a book called ISKCON, With All Thine Faults, I Love Thee. He never wrote the book. Maybe he's still working on it. I don't know. So ISKCON, we should handle it with care because it's Srila Prabhupada's body, but also the devotees of ISKCON are very fragile. Yes? Because ISKCON isn't just an institution. It's a place that is made up of devotees. If the devotees weren't here, there wouldn't be any. Just because it's written on paper doesn't mean anything. Society means social, means people, means relationships. And I'll end with this one quote from Srila Prabhupada, that the devotees of Krishna are the most exalted persons on this planet, better than kings, all of them. So we should always remember that, and like the bumblebee, always look for the nectar or the best qualities of a person. Not easy. Jai Srila Prabhupada, letter to Atreya Rishi. So the future of ISKCON is in your care. So we know where it began. We know what the founder Acharya's vision was. But now it's up to all of you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So I'll finish there. My apologies for going over time. 3 minutes. Do we have time for a reflection question, or should we just close? I don't mind either way. We're looking for a leader. Sorry, say that again. Okay, a book that Shruti Dharma Prabhu did.
Just a quote, really, from a booklet that Shruti Dharma did.
Mm-hmm.
It was a festival for Prabhupada. It says here, he called it Makine Bhagavat Dharma. On September 18th, 1965, Srila Prabhupada wrote a song on this Jala Dutta, which was a cargo ship. It says the journey had started over and he was thinking of the suffering, and he suffered two heart attacks himself, and with great sickness and dizziness, he rolled back, and then the ship rolled back and forth across the Atlantic Ocean. Despite the suffering, Srila Prabhupada he was more troubled by the indifference of, he felt in that his suffering of those is more important than his own. And then he was anxious that he could fully execute the mission of introducing Krishna to all the people in this world. So from the depths of these emotions came the heartfelt prayer of Srila Prabhupada, positioning Krishna, petitioning Krishna for help. It reminds us that of the complete dependence on the will of the Lord.
Jai. Thank you very much, Prayojan.
Yeah, it's very beautiful.
Very nice, very beautiful. Didn't know that. Okay, thank you. Yes, Maharaj, could you pass the mic over?
Oh, sorry.
Thank you, Jaini Sai Prabhu. We're very happy you're in the family. You spoke about ISKCON and you know how it's in our care, and you know, in the postmodern world, people are kind of always a little like, don't get over thing about the institution. And so it's very nice. So sometimes they say we can go off the road on both sides. And like one side is when we just think, oh, ISKCON, it's just a society. It's really just about following. And we kind of neglect that identification and that ownership of ISKCON, that this is, we should be guardians of ISKCON. Do you think, and can you say something about the other extreme of how sometimes our identification with ISKCON or our kind of, how that can become unhealthy, or how it can sometimes an unhealthy kind of identification with ISKCON? Can you say something about that as well? Because you can, obviously it can be a go on both extremes.
So if I've understood you correctly, Maharaj, you're basically saying that, yeah, it's like a razor's edge. We have to be balanced, and we can go off the rails and just kind of follow and not really take responsibility for it or see that we have any role to play in projecting the future and making something manifest. Or the other side is that we can identify so much with it that it becomes all-consuming in a certain way, and maybe that all-consumption is with the society, maybe even kind of in a materialistic way or something like that. Yeah, this is a wonderful question. I'm not sure how long we have to answer such a question, but sometimes it's, you know, Srila Prabhupada, as was mentioned earlier, painstakingly inaugurated an institution, which he didn't have to do. He didn't need to. But it seems that Prabhupada really understood very clearly that this would be the way to reach the masses most effectively. And he saw it as an instrument or a tool for doing that. But the reaching of the masses, in one sense, may not necessarily just be the institution. It's what the institution is providing. It's what the essence of what is meant to be given by the institution. And yes, that can be lost in the fight for the management of an institution, that it can all be about what is, how do we keep the institution running, or what is the legalities. We can get caught up in all of these different things, or even in the process, I guess, over the years of identifying with this specific society, even if there are other people who are inclined or inspired in Krishna consciousness in a different way, but we may want to fight and argue with them because they're not ISKCON. And so there could be many unhealthy things that we could discuss. So it seems that the point is we have to find a balance somewhere. You know, I guess over the years, having met quite a few different people from different organizations, Gaudiya organizations, that there can be a deep respect, but at the same time, it was Srila Prabhupada who saved me, you know. And so Srila Prabhupada started this institution, and so then let's, you know, let me serve Prabhupada in this way. But at the same time, I guess the point being that the goal isn't the institution. The goal is to be Krishna conscious, as we were hearing in the beginning, to be absorbed in the deep mellows of serving Krishna. And the institution should provide a medium for which we can do that. And somehow, if in the process of doing that, the institution becomes a kind of, let's say, a hindrance or a blockage for us personally, then it may not necessarily be that we need to disassociate ourselves with the institution, but we may need to disassociate ourselves with a mentality of institutionalization and understand that actually the point is that we develop deep, loving relationships with others. And as Rupa Goswami explains, that we take association of the devotees, we have loving exchanges, and we cultivate our Krishna consciousness, and we try to give that to others. And the institution is meant to facilitate that. It's a medium by which that can happen. So, very deep topic matter, and very delicate one also, simultaneously. I don't know if what I said made any sense, and I'm sure you already had the perfect answer. Maybe somehow or other, like Ramananda Roy to Lord Chaitanya, you have manifested something in my heart that resembles whatever you thought the proper answer was. I'm like a plank of wood, and you are like the master architect or carver. So, Hare Krishna. Thank you. So I think we should finish here. I just heard a few tummies rumble and a few eyes rolled like, oh God, how long is this going to go on for? Thank you all very much for your encouragement and for your enthusiasm. Please be eager to cultivate Krishna consciousness, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada and the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.